CJ McCollum now has a collapsed lung. We do not know when he will return. Let's talk about it.
First took away. That's the best catcher.
Presented to you by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located at 19 Poitras Street by the Superdome. Give them a call at 504-523-5413 if you or someone you know has been involved in an accident. Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk. Also sponsoring the show, Crystal Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of Boot Crew Media. All right, join with Lito. Bad news today. CJ McCollum comes out and says he has a collapsed right lung. In 2021, he had the same injury, missed 18 games. This seemed to happen. Christian Clark tweeted it out, but look it up. It happened around the 7-minute mark there in the third quarter. And you can kind of tell he's, you know, he's holding his right side. He's over on the Hawks bench, kind of joking around, but clearly it's affecting him. Anyways, first off, this sucks for CJ because CJ came in this year and like in one of the best shape of his life. He was clearly the leader of this team early on the first six games. He was, you know, shooting the ball very well. He was playing good basketball. And it just sucks to see this guy who's fought through injury all last year, played sick half of the season this year. He's playing injured. And now you get this. And this team just cannot catch a break, Lito, with the injuries. It's Trey Murphy. It's Najee Marshall. It's CJ McCollum. It's Jose Alvarado. The list goes on and on. It's Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson with rest. Can the Pelicans survive this? Can the Pelicans survive this one?
I don't see why not. I mean, you have two max guys on your team. Like this shouldn't be a season. Shout out to Chaz.
You're about to say season derailing loss. Oh, no chance.
It shouldn't be a season derailing loss. It should be very easy for this team to stay afloat with, you know, Brandon and Zion. If Brandon and Zion are who everybody tells me they are, who they tell me they are, right? If this is who I'm to believe in, I'm not saying this. That I don't believe it. I'm saying that I just want to see it. Now is the time to show it, to show the NBA, to show the NBA considers, the NBA doesn't consider Brandon a superstar per their mandate, right? Like that's how they broke it down. We only have one superstar on the team per the NBA. So at this point, yeah, like, listen, CJ, listen, get well soon, man. I'm sorry this happened to you. You can't shout out to you for coming into the season, setting the tone, making sure, you know, this shit was, you know, it was running right. You did all the little things. But now, man, it's on the superstars. It's on the guys. And listen, this necessarily shouldn't even be bad news for them. It should be like, all right, well, cool. It's probably 10 more shots apiece for us to split now. It's probably it's more ball handling duties. It's on our job. It's our job now to get guys involved. It's our job to rebound. It's our job to set the tone defensively. It's our job to lock in every single night. There can be no lapses with this team right now due to who is missing. We already have a ton of guys out. Probably Hawk is probably going to be the guy inserted into the lineup. It's on our job to find him shots. We got to get Jonas involved. It's a checklist of things they got to go down.
Well, I guess my next question to you, Lito, is, and I'm interested in your thoughts on this because in my notes I have, who do you expect to step up? And like, I'm thinking like, okay, you need Dyson Daniels to step up. You need, I don't know, Herb Jones. You need Jordan Hawkins. You need, you know, somebody off the bench to step up or whoever it may be. But like, to your point, it's the two dudes in your background that need to step up. Like, these are the guys. These are your max guys. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson are going to have to elevate their game. And when I mean elevate their game, I mean overall elevate their game. Make players better around you. Zion Williamson, play defense. Give a fuck about defense. Go rebound the basketball. Brandon Ingram, be that guy. Like, we've seen Brandon be that guy. I need Brandon to be that guy right now. Because CJ McCollum's out. Trey Murphy's like, this injury bug, like I love that we changed the medical staff and yet we're still here. So at some point, someone else has to take a step up. And I agree. I think it's got to be Brandon Zion. But who do you think has to take the biggest step in order to replace CJ?
Brandon Zion.
That's Zion.
I'm not looking at nobody else. I don't want to talk. It's not fair. Dyson Daniels should have to step up. It's not fair. Matt Ryan, Larry Nance, Jordan Hawkins, Jonas. It's not fair. Any of those people should have to step up. The two guys. And look, people gonna take this negatively. I don't feel like what I'm saying is negative. I feel like I'm giving superstars superstar treatment. I'm holding them to a superstar expectation. Mm-hmm. I want to see those. Brandon rebounded extremely well last game, because in my opinion, how this played out for him was 21-7-7.
Yeah.
He had the 7 rebounds. I need to see the 7 assists. I need the 21 points. I get it. He only shot 10 shots. That's on Brandon.
That's what I don't understand. So we only got 10 shots. Well, then be more aggressive. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, what does that even mean? Like, okay, shoot.
I don't feel like anybody ever accused Brandon of shooting too much. I've never put that label on him. I don't think he's a selfish player at all.
Not even close.
If anything, I would love for him to shoot more. I've often said that sometimes I wish that those long twos would be threes.
Yeah, I would say it's probably the biggest knock on Brandon, right, is the 3-point volume.
Yo,
attempts.
We did talk about this the other day. Brandon did a – bro, Brent Herb missed a shot, but Brandon had a beautiful hook pass to Herb in the corner where he missed – yo, like, the talent is there. We're not missing anything. Unfortunately, CJ is out, and he's missing time, and I hate that for him. But as far as team-wise, if 1-14 are to do what 1-14 are supposed to do, I don't see an issue. I don't see anything holding us back, but nothing. Yeah. Nothing should hold us back.
And look, if you're watching, Lito's having internet troubles.
Man, fuck Cox, man.
There you go.
Pause.
Fair enough. Okay, so I think the biggest issue though, Lito, is 3-point shooting, right? Your two best 3-point shooters are now out. I don't know. People keep asking me, how long is CJ out for? I don't know.
Well,
it was 18 games in 2021. Yeah, the Athletics, it's indefinite. He missed 18 games in 2021 with this. I don't know. I'm expecting he's out a month. I'm hoping he's out a month.
I mean, I would say so. And I wouldn't rush back if I'm CJ.
Well, my point being, who is going to take over that, right? The 3-point shots, also the creation, the craftiness, the leadership. Who's going to take over?
Who in my background?
It's Zion and Brandon, but it's not really Zion and Brandon. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Nah, it is though. It's them combined. It's them playing together. That's what that is. That's what's gonna happen. The mandate from Willie Green, Coach Willie, has been since day one, we need to shoot more threes. We want Brandon to shoot more threes. Damn it, Brandon got to shoot the threes. Dog, shoot the threes. Brandon's a good 3-point shooter. Zion is not somebody who I'm looking for to shoot threes. If he's
but, open, that, but hold up, I want to cut you off. I don't give it like that's fine, but he needs to elevate his game. He's
no.
He has to be better across the board.
Absolutely, but listen. What I'm saying is, if we're talking shooting, Brandon is a hands down better shooter than Zion Williamson right now. I don't need Zion experimenting with shooting right now. That's some shit he should be doing in the offseason. That's the mandate to him. Like you come into the season, you need to come into the season with a new skill. You need to come into the season with a new skill. There you go. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like. Brandon is the guy who has to. If he's shooting three threes a game, he got to shoot six now. If Zion isn't shooting any, he got to shoot. He got to at least shoot two. Give me 1.5 a game. I'm cool with that. As far as like you said, leadership, ball movement. in my background right there. That's all the leadership you need. That's all the ball movement. Those dudes can handle the ball. They can get in the lane. They can create a shot for themselves and others. I'm putting it squarely, paws on their shoulders. I need them to be the catalyst for this whole shit.
So I saw Brandon's on. So Chaz joined the show. Chaz, the initial question is, who needs to step up in CJ's absence? And we both said Brandon and Zion.
Yeah, it's the max dudes. Credit to Herb, but if Herb can't be the reason you win or lose games, man, it's the max guys. They got a real daunting schedule coming up, and it would have been difficult even with CJ. It would have been difficult at full health, but without CJ, man, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough. It's going to be on the max dudes, man, to try to defense, you know, that's one thing, but you still haven't seen really that super crazy offensive output from either one of them. Last game was kind of close for Zion, but you're still waiting to see that real big offensive output. So I question how this team is going to do with scoring now that there's going to be even less space on the floor.
Right. So who would you – go ahead, Lito. Sorry. You're frozen, so I couldn't tell if you were raising your hand.
My bad, man. Cox is – I don't know. They killing me right now. Man, look, I disagree with Chaz. I disagree with Chaz about this point. I looked at the schedule. Dog, all right, tomorrow we going to – Jamal Murray out.
Yeah, no Murray.
Is no doubt in my mind. Is no reason why Brandon typically has good games in Denver. Zion last season had good games in Denver. Is no reason why you can't go in there and steal that game. I'm looking at the Timberwolves. Shout out to the Timberwolves, who I think have held all their opponents under 100 points every game so far this season. But shout out to and this is my point. If Brandon and Zion know who they are, it shouldn't matter who the fuck the Timberwolves held up to under 100, because they can't hold you under 100 because y'all them two, right? Y'all them guys. I'm looking at the Rockets. Is no way you telling me Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet about come on, dog. Like what we doing here? The Mavericks. Oh, it's Luke and Kyrie. They don't play well together. We should be able to steal that game. I don't see a reason why they should lose these games.
Dallas is 5-1, or I don't know if they won. Do they win tonight? They're playing.
I don't know. I know Luka got hurt, kept playing. That's all. I didn't see the score. The end. I didn't even see the end.
Now, so they got at Denver, at Minnesota, at Houston, Dallas, and then the rest is at home. They got six games at home: Dallas, Denver, Minnesota, Sacramento.
And that Rockets game is the in-season tournament game, I think.
Yes, it is. It's that Friday night. It's their first in-season tournament, and then they play another in-season tournament against Dallas.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say you make a really good point about the offense, right? So, you know, obviously, Lito says, you know, Brandon and Zion have to obviously increase their volume there on offense, but who's another guy I guess you're looking at? Because Lito mentioned somebody and I'm like, that makes a lot of sense, but I feel like Jonas Valanciunas should now be a focal point here moving forward. I just don't know if they're gonna do that,
man. You know, I went back and I watched Zion post game show, his post game interview rather, and you know, some of the answers to a couple of questions were really telling.
Which ones? And
I think Will Guillory asked Zion, you know, how difficult is it navigating, you know, when to attack and when not to attack, when to get others involved, when you're at full health. Because, you know, this is, you know, coming off him not getting hitting one field goal attempt in the first half. Well, I'm sorry, first quarter. And Zion was like, man, I don't even know how to answer that question. Like, you know, it's some clear frustration there, but, you know, people being professional about it right now.
What you think the frustration is? What you think that's about?
Truthfully?
Look,
truthfully, it ties into his answer about JV as well. He said, you know, we got to get JV involved, got to do it every game. To Justin's question, Justin's point, I don't think those three can play on the court together very effectively. They occupy a lot of the same space. So I don't know how you get JV involved right now, without, especially without CJ. Like right now, we seeing, look, when Matt Ryan and them out there, you still was saying like it's always going to be Zion going against three defenders. So you take CJ off the court, even you put Jordan Hawkins out there. Okay, cool, whatever. I'm sure they'll live or die letting Jordan Hawkins. If Jordan Hawkins beats you, I'm sure you're willing to accept that, right?
Right.
But now it's like, I don't know what kind of space JV going to have. Zion, what he going to do? Zion kind of used to it. Brandon, you know, he's more of a mid-range guy. Brandon would have to start taking about 6 or 7 threes a night. Like, it got to get – the volume got to get crazy, like, for it to even be
– dang.
Like,
bro,
like,
CJ's averaging 8.5 three-point attempts this season.
Yeah. So let's say Brandon take about 6, 7. Zion got to take at least 2. I think you got to at least take 2, because I trust Zion to hit a 3 every other game. Like, you know what I'm saying? At least right. take.
Because they're going to give it to him. It's going to be a practice 3. He's just going to step into it. It's not like he's running off a screen or something. Like, he's Reggie Miller. Right. Like, he's just literally going to just step right into it.
I just think, you know, it's going to be rough.
My bad, Chaz.
No, I'm done. My bad. Go.
No. I was just going to say, so the mandate from Willie Green was, this coming into the season, guys have to shoot more threes. CJ heeded the call. He did exactly what was asked of him. I don't – you asking me who needs to step up and do it, I don't know why Brandon can't shoot more threes. I don't understand why that is disrespectful to his game or his legions of fans who will comment on this. So I don't understand why that's something that you feel like that's a negative. Dog, it's a good shot for you. And it's a good shot for you. It's not only that, it's a good shot for the team, because the gravity that will be gifted to you if you make that shot will not only help you, it will help you and Zion's relationship together.
Yeah, he's gotta shoot more threes. There's no ifs, ands, or like those two gotta step up. I mean, we were talking before, like it's gonna be like a 15-20 minute show, and like we're at the end of it, but I'm just saying it's up to those two guys, because those two guys are the reason we're championship contenders, not because of CJ McCollum or Trey Murphy or whatever. No, they help. I get that. But those two guys have to elevate their game.
Those two guys should be able to get you
on both ends.
Yeah, on both ends. I think those two guys, man, you should be looking at least at minimum, with the circumstances, you should be looking at minimum 60 points and 20 rebounds between the two of them.
Between
man.
Them.
And how many and how many shot attempts? Well, I'm interested in this. How many shot attempts do you think these two combined should go for?
I ain't gonna lie, as many as it takes.
As many as 50, it takes.
60, as many like, as it takes. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you don't want to shoot yourself out of a game. You want to be intelligent about it, but feed the hot hand, man. If Will's doing this thing, pass the ball to Will. If Colton doing this thing, let's give it to Colton. Like, just let's feed the hot hand. Let's be smart about what's happening. Like, sometimes, you know, even you see Matt Ryan get hot, guys looking off Matt Ryan. It's like, nah, man, just let's take the ego out of the equation. Feed the hot hand. Let's get these victories, because that 6-game home stretch, especially, that's when it's going to get real. Because you got 2 back-to-backs this month. You probably don't see CJ until maybe December at the earliest, and he shouldn't rush back under any circumstances. You know what I'm saying? You're hoping and praying Trey comes back. It's going to be tough, man. Can I pose a question to you, sir, gentlemen?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, let me ask y'all this. So, let's say the month of November goes how let's say it goes rough, right? Oh, let's say they leave 500. That's, to me, I think that's a success. Let's say they leave 500.
Yeah.
And do you almost hope that you see enough to make a decision about this duo in either direction? Like, to me, the worst thing possible is like, well, it was okay, but something weird happened. Like, Jokic was hurt most of the games. Darren Fox and Sabonis both got hurt. I don't want none of that to happen. I want to see y'all two versus the other team's best two and see if this works or not.
And look, Chaz, Lito, I'm going to let you go, Lito, but Lito literally said that, and not because we're not celebrating the injury. Like, we feel horrific, like horrible for CJ. Like, we hope he gets back.
God,
but
man, God bless CJ, man.
This is going to show, this is going to show what Brandon and Zion can do. And I agree with you, man. Like, what can you do?
I feel like this is it's an unfortunate circumstance for CJ. From a team perspective, if I'm Griff, if I'm the front office, it's an opportunity for them in this situation, because the year five, the same question remains: can 1-14 play together? You have in the injury, unfortunately, again, you have an opportunity for them to either rise to the occasion or fail. And I think in this situation, in these stretch of games, I do think CJ's probably going to be gone about a month, maybe a month and a half. And I think that it's squarely on their shoulders, again, pause, for them to figure out, how do we make this thing work? It's got to be a marriage between those two. I understand they have, you know, they don't have a relationship. However people want to pose the situation, none of that matters. What matters is how you operate in this moving forward. You all have to communicate. You all have to be on the same page. You all have to actually sit down, like, fuck the game. You got to sit down prior to the game, and you got to discuss how this is going to go. How are we going to do? All right, hey, if I'm Zion, hey, B.I., look, check this out. If you handle this part of it, I'll do all this other shit. Or B.I. can come to Zion and say the same thing. But in order for it to work, they have to interlock each other. They have to be one mind, one body. They gotta be moving on the same accord. If not, this shit not gonna work.
And that's to Chaz, you in the group chat, you had talked about the schedule. And I think that this run now of 10 games is gonna tell us a lot. I think it's going to tell us a lot. Now, granted, what I'm worried about though, guys, is Brandon and Zion, we still don't have Trey. You still don't have Jose.
It don't matter.
Don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter. It should not matter.
Okay. I'm just saying from a perspective.
If you got two guys who could give you potentially, let's just say they could get you, let's say Brandon gets you 30 and Zion gets you 40, or vice versa. If that can happen, or Zion gets me 25. Well, in this stretch of shit, there can be no single digit rebound games for Zion. Like, that shit is dead.
Hold up.
In this stretch, the rest of the year, okay?
No doubt.
Luka's getting 9.7 rebounds a night, okay? It's Luka Doncic. Like, give me a break.
Yeah. I'll say too, bro. Like, you know, oh, I'm sorry, Lito, go ahead.
No. That was really all. I was just going to say, you're right. I said in this stretch, but I mean, that should have been happening day one. But he also needs to average about a block a game. He also probably needs to average maybe 2-3 steals a game. The stakes should rise tremendously for him, because of, again, there are going to be more shots dispersed now that CJ is not going to be there. Now, the thing you got to look at though is, with three missing, who is going to fill the void of the other things that he does? It's on them, but I'm just saying, how are they going to figure out how to do it? But go ahead, Chaz.
I think you see a combination of guys filling that void. I would like to see Sebron get a little run, just because he's probably one of the only other people on this roster who can effectively get to the rim. For when you get teams in the bonus, you know, and you're trying to attack downhill and get to the free throw line, I think Sebron's probably the only one on the roster that can do that. Big minutes for Kyra, big opportunity for Kyra to step up a little bit. We'll see what happens with that. There's an opportunity. He ain't got, you know, he sees you sink or swim. But as far as the duo, look, man, Willie Green came out top of the year, made an outlandish comment, right? And because he said this is the top and the best duo in the league. I think, he said that, right? And I'm like, look, this is a top duo in the league, but they ain't top 1-29. I think they're about 30. And I'm keeping it a buck. So Willie, you're gonna have to coach your ass off, and the dudes who Willie believes in, one guy in particular, Willie really believes in, you can't leave your coach out to dry no more, brother. You can't hang your coach out to dry no more. Can't do it.
One guy I'm looking at, and I think it's a little unfair, but I'm actually really excited for it, is Jordan Hawkins. Because if there is a guy that thinks that he could fill a void and fill the role of somebody, he's got – I texted Lito today, like, dude's delusional. Like, he talks about, you know, shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot, and how he's always confident. And, you know, he's – we got to close up here after this. But when he said – I asked him today, like, why did you watch Steph Curry? And I knew what he was going to say, but I wanted to get an answer. He's like, I want to study the greats. I want to be great. And then he said after the game, he met up with Steph. I was like, yo, I want to work out with you this offseason.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome,
like,
bro.
Bro, I'm like, this dude's 20 years old saying that.
He's 20?
Is he? How?
I don't know. I just thought he was like an upperclassman.
Thank you, 21.
21, maybe? Okay. Fair enough. Whatever. Well, Dyson's 20. I mixed it up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. Love to hear your thoughts on who needs to step up.
And see, man, you know who needs to step up, man. Stop playing. Stop playing.
NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball's back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is celebrating with an unbeatable offer. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets for throwing down $5 on the NBA. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You'll start the season with an instant dub. Basketball's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code BOOT. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly for betting just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code BOOT. The crown is yours. Pelicans take on the Nuggets tomorrow night. We'll see you then.